Thank you for calling Kleinhans Jewelers. For sales, press 1. Love comes in all shapes and forms. At Kleinhans Jewelers, we feature the finest bridal designers like Simon G, Martin Flyer, and Precision Set. Whether you're celebrating an engagement, wedding, or
Good afternoon, this is Ken. How may I help you?
Hey, Ken. It's Ann from RDI.
Hi, Ann. How you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. How you doing?
Oh, busy. Can't complain.
Good.
Yeah.
So I like to hear. I feel like after the election, everybody was like, they came out of the woodwork.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
They're like, all right, we're ready.
I get it. Yep.
We know what's going on now. Let's go.
Yep.
So, good. I'm glad to hear. I have a couple people I need to speak with there. I have Olivia I sent some diamonds to.
Yep.
Shane I got some stuff working.
Olivia, so I'll let her tell you about hers, and then we'll go from there. So
right.
Hold on 1 second.
Thanks, Shane. Right. Or, thanks, Ken.
Yeah. Hold on.
We are conveniently located at I-90 and Columbia Road, just 15 minutes from downtown. We are open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. As a service to our customers, we do offer jewelry and watch repairs, as well as jewelry appraisals. Thank you for holding. We'll be with you in a moment. At Kleinhans Jewelers, our commitment to providing uncompromising quality, style, and service to the greater Cleveland community has always been our story since 1927. From generation to generation, trust and confidence has been synonymous with the Kleinhans name. Knowledge, integrity, and complete satisfaction in your jewelry will always be our commitment to you. All
right, let me transfer it. Something's
yeah,
not working.
Sure.
We are conveniently located at
Hello.
Hello, is this Olivia?
This is. How are you?
I'm good, girl. How are you?
Good. Yeah.
Diamonds.
What?
You got your 2 carats?
I did, and we sold one today.
Oh, can I guess which one?
Yeah.
All right, I like to play this game because, you know, so I'm going to go, the 201 ISI1.
Hold on. I just know the price of it. Okay, wait, say that one more time.
ISI1.
Nope.
Was it?
Nope.
Was it?
No. It was the 2HSI2.
Shut up.
I'm not. No, you shut up. Can you believe it?
That actually was the nicest one.
I know. He opened it and he was like, it's dancing.
Oh.
I know.
You know
He's
what?
He's the sweetest.
This is the best. So your budget, remember, was like $11,000, and I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Pick the 2, the GSI2, but the GSI2 make was a little heavy, but it was in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the SI1, because you really wanted SI1, and then that SI2 I found, like, as I was finishing up your memo for the day, I was like, oh, shoot, I got to pick another option. Let me find something. And that
it was meant to be.
Just come back. So it was meant to be.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for your help. Yeah, I'm glad it worked out.
Yes. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
You have the other ones there for the weekend. Let's keep those. Let's see what we can do.
Okay. I'll try to work some more magic.
Work your magic, girl. All right. And then Shane. Oh, I love that I have to go from a bubbly, wonderful personality to my favorite person in the world, Shane.
Shane says he wants to hear you hit the gong.
The gong? Oh, hold on. Where is it? I already ate. Where's my thing? Where's that? What the hell? Sarah, hand me your champagne. The bell. Can I see your bell? Your bell. Oh, behind the doctor. Can I just hit the fucking bell? Sorry, Olivia, that you had to hear that. But I was yelling. We were yelling at each other. So I already put the call to them. Woohoo!
I love it. Wow.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's one, too. There, girl. Thanks.
Wow, you just got bells going off everywhere now.
We got bells everywhere. I have bells, too. Sorry, right, now we're being crazy.
That's so good. Oh, my my God.
Well, congratulations, girl.
Cool. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll be in touch soon for another ringing of the bell.
All right. And then is Shane available to harass me?
Yes. Yeah, give me 1 second. Let me see if he's free.
Perfect.
Awesome.
My ears are ringing.
Ooh, don't be jealous.
Yeah.
Don't be jealous. It's their first time, and it's just so exciting.
Yep.
What's going on? Are you having a lovely day, first of all?
Oh, yeah. It's bright and sunny out today. Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
Beautiful.
It's nice here.
No. It was this morning, and now it's pitch black and pouring rain.
That means we're
getting ready for the snow tomorrow for the Browns game.
Ew. Are you going?
I am not, no.
Who's 10?
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
Yeah.
Where are they playing, Cincy?
Pittsburgh.
Ooh, what a shitty game to go to. Yikes, that's going to be a long one for Browns fans. Although, I mean...
What happened? Did the Bills pay off the refs the other night to win the game against the Chiefs, or what happened?
We just won, baby. We're just good.
Yeah. Did you guys pay off the refs?
Nope.
Something.
Listen, we're looking good. I'm not going to get crazy. I'm excited we beat their perfect season, but it doesn't mean shit unless we can do it in the postseason, so...
Yeah. What do you guys... You guys lost 3 games or 2 games?
2.
Mm. Were you at that game against the Chiefs, or was it home or away?
No, I sold my tickets.
Oh, shoot, so everyone can see Tay Tay.
Yeah.
Is she there?
She was not.
It's
the best part.
I talked to a customer today. His daughter bought tickets to the Chiefs game because he's hoping to see Taylor Swift at the Browns Stadium.
You're lying.
No, I'm serious. That's the only reason why she's going to the game.
Yeah, no, I don't know if she's going to go to any more, except for playoffs, they said. Well, I hope
probably.
For her. She didn't go. She was in Toronto, too, which was... I was surprised. I thought for sure she would be, but supposedly they said last time she was there, the fans were rude to her, which I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Listen, I wish your team the very best of luck, friend. I like J-Mo. J-Mo is my favorite NFL player by far. Besides anyone on my team, Jameis Winston.
Yeah. So what's going on? What do you?
150 Oval, IVS 2, IVS 1.
150 Oval.
Nope, 150 Emerald.
Oh, it's coming back to you?
Why?
He broke up with his girlfriend.
You're lying.
Nope.
Ouch.
We had 2 stones here, you know, the one we have and the one you had. And he came in a couple times, looked at him, and then Ken knows his dad. They golf together, and... He called Ken last week randomly on his cell phone, and Ken was busy, so Ken called him back, and he left this long message how, you know, you're my jeweler, but we broke up, and he's ready to spend $15,000 or whatever that was,
holy
you know,
shit.
$10,000 plus $3,000 ring or whatever.
That sucks.
So, yep.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's sad.
I guess better now than later.
True. That's very true.
So.
All right, fine. How are you guys doing with the other fish out there, the Rare and Forever? What do you think? Talk to me.
Honestly, I think I only looked at one of them.
I can't stand you.
I mean, how many of you had to buy to be part of it? I don't know the whole spiel. I mean, I guess I kind of heard the spiel, but not really.
I mean, listen. I want to get I want enough diamonds in the display, so it really depends on how many diamonds or what sizes you're getting. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a minimum of 30,000.
So what's it? They're GIA reported or no? Or you guys have your
okay.
own? You told me about them before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I really have been too busy. I don't really pay attention to them. Yeah, there's an GI one here sitting on my desk. I'm supposed to look at.
Will you look at it while we're on the phone? I want to know what you think of it.
12,000 retail. I mean, it's definitely an I-1. That's my naked eye.
It's not bad, though. It's sparkly. So what's on this report? What makes it so advanced?
190GI1. Do you have the report in front of you?
Yep, I'm taking it out of the sleeve right now.
All right, so a couple things. One,
It won't come out of the sleeve. Hold on, it won't come out of the sleeve.
You broke it.
That's the first part of my presentation. I look like I'm an idiot. Can't take it out of the sleeve for the customer.
I never heard anyone having a hard time.
I still can't get it out.
I think it's user error.
No, it is not user error. What the heck happened here?
Guys are breaking my...
It's stuck. It's glued together. It's stuck on there.
It's not. Can you guys see the thing?
Because the ink just wore off on the back of the plastic thing. You can read the cert on the back of the plastic thing.
Well, that's not good. Where did you put this stuff?
It's in the safe. You guys must have put it in the sleeve while it's still wet.
No, we didn't. Did you get it wet?
Yeah. No. Okay. Hey, the picture looks bad.
Anyway.
So you guys don't plot them?
No.
Why not?
Because we don't.
So who does this report?
So the report is Rear and Forever. So basically what it is, it's not, it's AI. So it's done by machine.
And, you know, it's funny, I was telling Jenny that not even GIA is relying just on AI these days, so.
GIA? I'm surprised.
Yeah, I went through a whole seminar with them at Conclave, and they're using it for clarity, but they're still having a human eye double-check it.
Yeah, but the problem with GIA isn't the Carlsbad or the New York office. It's the overseas office. And that's where they're not using those. They're not using AI at all. It is all subjective. And unfortunately...
Who owns Rare and Forever?
Well, we do.
So, they use a Saren machine or something, probably?
Yeah. But the nice thing about it, I would say the biggest thing is, one, the goods get screened for BGM, which BGM is kind of a thing that wholesalers use for...
Brown, green, and something else, yeah.
Right? So, which is huge, because I would say 90% of rough or goods out there have some sort of BGM to them. We screen it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, it's consistent. You and I both know, not all SIQs are created equal.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the inscription on the table, though.
Why?
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
You put it on a girdle?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me.
It's actually because of, it's actually a better insurance, like security thing, because you can polish it off the girdle, whereas there you can't touch it at all. So, you get a premium because I think you actually get something with Zillion. We offer you something with insurance because of it. It's just new. You're not used to it. You're used to it being on the girdle.
Yeah, well, why is Peter still a,
Hmm?
What do you got, Libby? Help? Sure. Why is Peter on there still?
Peter who?
I thought they're done. And company? I thought they
Peter,
were done with it.
Oh, guess what? Because right now nobody else is in the market. They have two moon pendants left. And until...
Moon pendants?
Yeah, we have moon pendants. So, like, from the moon back. I love you to the moon back. It's a little moon with
a razor blade.
Diamond.
All right. Hey, Ian, can you hold for 30 seconds? I got to help Olivia real quick. Is that okay? Then we can finish the conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you. Only naturals, though. They're not doing it with labs.
No.
You got to buy jewelry, too?
You can. You don't have to.
It's like Forever Mark.
It's a branded diamond.
Forever Mark. Yeah, Forever Mark 1 and stuff.
Forever Mark doesn't screen for BGM. And they don't. I don't know if they use AI. But I know they 100% don't screen for BGM.
No one in Columbus, huh? There's really no one in Ohio. Who do you got in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh?
I'll see if there's any jewelers I know that use this.
Oh.
No. Yaris.
I think we have 85 stores in the... 85, maybe?
Really?
I think so. Which is more than any Forever Mark stores. It's more than Forever Mark.
Yeah, it's interesting. What's the buy-in again?
Minimum is 30 with terms.
Mm.
Mm. How much do you think?
Mm.
You
used to
be a Rolex dealer.
Yeah, so what's your point?
Well, I'm saying you must know how brands work. There's always a buy-in.
There's a buy-in, but it didn't work with the last person in the area, so I thought maybe we'd get a little bit of a discount. Wasn't it like 50, though, to begin with? Or something? It was more money.
50.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jen said that you want to be closer to 30.
No.
Is this real?
Who's this? Chris Cretu, voice
Oh,
president.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Is he still on there?
He was on an article for a couple years ago.
Yeah, no, he's gone.
Just trying to read about this.
But the other thing is,
already
for every diamond you sell, the sales associate gets a spiff. So, like, you sell one carat, you get $100.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Rare Forever Diamonds, exclusively here in Arkansas.
Ooh.
Wow. The only retailer in the state to sell Rare Forever. On a news article. Wow.
Wurtz.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, they got a whole video and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You like that? That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. AJ Klein.
Oh, I love AJ Klein. He's so nice. He's actually super nice. How did you find all of them? Do you go state by state?
Don't worry about it.
I mean, he says don't worry about it.
Miner's Den.
Ooh, Miner's Den kills it.
Christy Davison, whoever that is.
She's in charge of the Rare and Forever now. I wish I could see how you see the whole list of all of them. I can only see.
And Chris Cretu, he worked at Hearts on Fire and CD Peacocks. Jeez.
I know.
J. Anthony Jewelers.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Interesting.
Windmill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to read about all these.
Shannon's is in there.
She's Megan Strobel Albright. That's who's that?
She is our marketing person.
Okay. Nice little article there.
So we also give you all marketing for it.
Not bad.
Hmm.
Jay Thomas Jeweler.
Not horrible.
Interesting.
You know Jay Thomas?
What's that?
Do you know Jay Thomas?
No. I just was looking at this.
Oh.
What's interesting to me is why is Peter dropping out of it?
Peter,
you know?
I don't know. It's not my account, so I honestly don't know. I don't know.
They're pretty good. They have Hearts on Fire and stuff. They know how to sell the brands.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Guess it depends how you sell it, you know.
Well, I think there's a couple. The other thing is, I don't know what their markup is, so like we don't give you a suggested markup. It's based on what you want to sell it as.
Yeah.
I can find out for you why. I honestly don't know why.
No, I'm serious.
No clue. They're our enemy. They're my arch enemy because I have you guys. But
yeah.
I think it's something that sets you apart, especially, you know, now that you guys don't have Rolex anymore either, right? It could be something to kind of shake things up. We give you all the marketing for it, which is super nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me look at it again. Talk to Ken.
All right.
Thanks.
Listen, wait. Do you need anything?
Nope, I'm good right now. No diamond calls right now.
All right, listen. You're appreciated.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Shane, I'll talk to you.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye.